This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. As Mexico's drug war drags on, homicide has become the number one cause of death in the border city of Juarez. Federal officials in March sent in the army to take over the Juarez Police Department. Initially, the deployment of almost 10,000 soldiers and federal police dramatically cut the murder rate in Mexico's most deadly city. But recently, there's been a resurgence of assassinations. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
Juarez is a city under siege. Soldiers race through the streets in green pickup trucks with machine guns mounted over the cab. Federal police in body armor patrol with automatic rifles. The military sets up roadblocks at random to search cars for drugs, weapons, and kidnap victims who might be bound in the trunk with duct tape. In a much less visible manner, organized criminals continue to sow fear across the city. Businessmen, police officers, university professors are getting executed in broad daylight by gunmen with high-powered weapons. Oscar Urias Cantu, the brother of the city treasurer, was buried last week after being shot repeatedly by two men outside his house. Local newspaper reports said he'd refused to make extortion payments and instead paid with his life. At Urias's funeral, Father Hector Villa cautioned the congregation not to assume, as many people in Mexico do, that murder victims are all somehow involved in organized crime. The Mexican army took over the Juarez Police Department in March after criminal gangs ordered the police chief to quit. The government flooded the city with thousands of additional soldiers and federal police. Within days, the number of killings plummeted. But now those gains are being erased. In May, 124 people were murdered in Juarez, twice the number killed 2 months ago. Speaking at a local seminary where he's the rector, Father Hector Villa said there's a lot of fear in Juarez right now. There's something much bigger in Juarez at the moment, he says, than either the army or the police can stop. Initially, he says the presence of the military gave people a sense of security, but that's no longer the case. It's really sad that the city is used as the arena for the battle between the drug cartels, he says. The city is trapped in the middle of a war between these two groups. Two of Mexico's most powerful cartels are fighting for control of narcotics trafficking routes into El Paso. Last year, more than 1,600 people were killed in Juarez, giving it a per capita murder rate more than double that of any city in the U.S. But the violence in Juarez is different, in part because so much of it resembles military-style operations. This week, gunmen stormed into a drug rehab center just before midnight, shot five patients in their beds, and then disappeared back into the night. Earlier, a man was found beaten in the trunk of a car. A note on top of him warned that this is what happens to people who call the local equivalent of 911. And as the military attacks the cartels have been branching out into other criminal activity. It's obvious that the people who are used to living a certain lifestyle, they aren't all of a sudden going to turn honest, says Federico Ziga Martinez. He runs a catering business and heads up the local restaurant association. Ziga says recently Juarez has seen a huge rise in kidnapping and extortion. This is precisely a result of the pressure the army is putting on the cartels, he says, by having done so many raids and seized so many tons of drugs. Last week, a 46-year-old businessman was kidnapped by gunmen in front of his wife. Family members paid a ransom, but still, his body was dumped in the street a day later. Ziga says numerous restaurant owners, terrified that they or their children will get kidnapped, have shut their doors and moved to El Paso. And meanwhile, the funerals continue. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Juarez.